Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I apologize for the late start. I had to do a restart. One of my applications wouldn't let me log in. I had to log out and come back in. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. And as always, whatever platform you're listening to, live, replay, thank you and welcome. Hey, hey, Brina, Brina, welcome back, girl. Welcome back. You were missed. Hey, Frankie, how are you? Dread. Hey, girl, welcome, welcome. The little one. And as always, y'all, I gotta upload my song, my outro song. So give me a minute. Back just a little bit today, just a little bit with the outro song. Okay, Mr. Enigma, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so why mature conversations are needed. And the back on this one is, if people get upset over someone else's views, they should stay out of conversations. Now, some of you who have been on my show since the beginning, and when I say the beginning, I'm talking about even before Podbean, people know, and people who know me, know that I am someone who I like to get into the weeds. I like to go where no man has gone before when it comes to conversation. Growing up, I grew up in a family with a mother and father who encouraged my sister and I to be involved in conversations, even the difficult ones. And right now, we're living in a society that, and I'm not just talking about America, I'm talking about across the globe. We're living in a time where the things that people always say you don't talk about. You don't talk about race. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion. But race, politics, and religion are a lot of things that are going on in this country today. And some people want to talk about it. Some people don't, which is fine. But one thing that I have always said, and I've said this to people that I know face to face, two people in particular who get so upset with me, to the point where they're screaming at me because I don't agree with them, or I disagree with them, or they disagree with me. And my thing has always been, and I'm going to hold to this, and this is just my own personal opinion. If you get upset because someone, hey, shorty, if you get upset because someone disagrees with you, I don't think you're mature enough to be in that conversation. Maybe you should take a time out and come back. Maybe you should just listen. And there have been times when I have just, you know, people have said things where I'm in a particular space where I'm just like biting my tongue and I just want to say something, but I don't, because I know where that is going to lead. And I am someone who I don't like to argue with people. I don't. Crazy lady. Hey, welcome, welcome. I don't like to argue. Hey, son, welcome. And I won't argue. I don't want to get confrontational with people. And as I said, if you were with me from the very beginning of my show, before I came on to Podbean, before I started going on YouTube, and again, if you know who I am, you know that I am a person who will talk about anything. I think mature conversations are needed, especially today. We may not disagree, but there are times when we need to get into the weeds. We need to talk about, okay, so, you know, you don't like this. Oh, okay. You know, at least be willing to listen. If you're not willing to listen, then leave. Simple. You know, and that goes the same thing with, you know, if you go over someone's house. I don't like cats. I can't stand them. I do not like cats. Guess what? I have friends that have cats. I don't go over their house. It's their space. I don't go there because, and I'm not going to get there. Well, you know, dang, your cat's doing this. Dang, your cat's doing this. I can't believe that her cat did this, this, and this, and this. I'm not going to do that because the best thing to do, it's just don't go. I'll wait in the car. I'll wait on the front porch. Maybe we can meet, you know, at the park, something. But I think that today, people have a hard time accepting someone else's views. And we live in a society where people are different. We look different. We grew up different. We eat different things. We may go to different schools, different churches. Somebody may believe in God, somebody may not. We are all different. We all have different views. Now, if you have a view that's hurting someone, where you're going to incite something, or it's going to cause for someone to, you know, be hurt or harmed, I have a problem with it. But if it's just someone, you know, saying, you know, if someone says they don't like me, okay, you don't like me. But as long as you're not coming after me physically and you're not coming after my family, I don't care. And I think that some, you know, people get so wrapped up in their, you know, and people have said this to me, you look at things on the emotional side. You look at things on the emotional side. Yeah, I do. I would like to think that I have empathy and I have sympathy, you know, and I do get emotional at times when I'm thinking about certain things or talking about certain things. But one thing that I will always do, and one thing I have always said, especially in my show, people can voice their views however they want. But other people, including me, have the right to push back. Have the right to push back. You have the right to push back on me. If I say something that you don't like or you disagree with, you have the right to push back. But as long as you're not being disrespectful, and you're not being disrespectful to me, you're not being disrespectful to people on my panel, and I'm not being disrespectful to you, I don't see the problem. Now, do you guys think I'm wrong? Do you think I'm right? Are you in the middle? You know, and it's okay to be in the middle. You know, there are some places that I've been where we've had conversations and people will say, you need to choose a side. I've had people say this to other people. You need to choose a side. Not necessarily. If you want to sit this one out, okay. And that's okay too. You know, but people, I can't join the Kristen here. Oh, Brina. And Dredd says, race, politics, religion make and break friendships. Yes, they do. But Dredd, do they have to? Do they have to? I mean, I know people who are white, black, Asian, Latino, short, tall, skinny, fat, old, young, you know, and they all have different views on race, politics, and religion. And one particular person that I've known for about 40 years, she's white. We disagree on so many things. So many things. When it comes to race, politics, and religion. And one show that we both watch, which y'all are probably gonna laugh at me, is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We even disagree on that. But one thing that we are able to do is at the end of us going back and forth, we end up laughing and we start talking about The Real Housewives and we're laughing. So to me, you should be able to walk away from a conversation. I'm not saying you guys laugh and be buddy-buddy with someone, but you should be able to walk away from a conversation knowing that that's what it was. It was a discussion. It was a dialogue. It was a conversation. Are some people going to get their feathers? Yeah, okay. But does it mean that you have to scream and yell and holler? No. Mr. Yingu says, race, politics, religion are great conversations. People just need to learn to have mature adult conversations about those topics. Yes, and they need to have mature adult conversations about anything, whatever space they are in. You know, and I think, to me, again, this is just my personal opinion, if you can have a conversation about race, if you can have a conversation about politics, if you can have a conversation about religion, you know, and you're able to have a mature one, to me, that right there, you should be able to talk about anything. Now, when you start talking about other people's kids and whatever, yeah, people get a little picky about their kids. You know, that might be a whole different thing. But even then, you know, we have to be open. Even then, if someone says, you know, I just want to tell you, you know, your child's been bullying my child. Well, my child's not doing this. You know, again, have to have that mature conversation because your child is in a space and is in society when they leave your house. They are venturing out into the world and they're dealing with other people. And when you're dealing with other people, you have to have a maturity about you. I understand that when you're 4, 5, 6 years, you know, when you're young, that maturity comes. But also, you know, we have to kind of prep our kids. Okay, you know, don't go to school doing this. Don't go to school saying this. And sometimes your child, my opinion again, is not in the position to being defended by you. Sometimes you need to call out your child in public that they're wrong. But again, that's just me. Dredd says, family members stop speaking to each other over these topics. Yes, absolutely. You look at something like the Civil War, divided families. You look at the election of 2016, divided a nation. And Brina says, we don't know how to respectfully disagree. Brina, you're absolutely right, because being respectful and being able to respectfully disagree, again, my opinion, is being able to say, let's agree to disagree and mean it, and mean it. Because I'm not going to agree with a lot of people. A lot of people are not going to agree with me. One moment, Dred. Let me just get through the rest of these. Dred is answering Mr. Ignim exactly. People don't know how to respect and agree to disagree. Okay. TQ says, some people don't talk to listen, they talk to argue. You know what? That is a very good point. Some people don't talk to listen. I actually had somebody tell me they like to argue. I mean, literally, they told me that. And I'm like, who likes to argue? But this particular person likes to argue. Dred says, people also have to not open doors they don't want people to walk through. Absolutely, because you open a door, I'm walking through. And there have been times when I have to catch my mouth and say, don't say that, because you're going to open that door. If you say something, you have to be ready for someone to come back and say something to you. And Mr. Meekins says, specifically, there's some people that have a hard time accepting what is true and not false, also what is factual, not an opinion. And Mr. Enigma, I am coming to you. Mr. Enigma, you are correct. And I have had people tell me that, you know, that you don't want to accept facts and not just an opinion. But at the same time, whether or not, and this is just me, whether or not I accept a fact over an opinion, what difference does it make to you or anyone else? Why does anyone care? Because if someone doesn't accept my fact over their opinion, I don't care. I'm not going to stand there and argue. Okay, that's what you think. Okay. Morals of difference. I'm dressed as I'm Black, LGBT, and atheist. Imagine the debates I have. Okay. Dred, welcome.
Hey.
You're going to have to speak up. We can hear you, but you have to speak up just a little bit.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
All right. Because I got you connected to my Alexa.
So okay. Good thing, well, Alexa home doesn't like me. So anyway, go ahead.
Nah, I mean, I love and solid you.
You just went out. The last thing I heard was solid you, and then you went out. Why don't you try going out and coming back in? Leave and come back on the panel. Or actually, leave Podbean and come back in. Brina says, exactly. People tend to get disrespectful, and that's their problem. You're right. I'm with you. Yes, I'm sure. So lost. Oh, let's see. Everyone wants to be right, Dred says. Hey, Juju. Welcome,
that,
welcome.
You know, if you don't like abortion.
Okay, you are okay. You are wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. You are very, very loud.
Very loud now.
Okay, go
Alexa,
ahead.
Alexa, disconnect.
Okay. No, you are good. No, you are good.
How about now?
Yes. Yes.
Podbean is so ghetto. Okay. Okay. Right now we have the biggest debate about Roe v. Wade. Okay. And it's spreading to women who are trying to get IVF, because now embryos are people. Now, different people are going to have a bias. You get a woman who's suffering from infertility, she's going to have a bias about IVF. You get a woman who has 5 children and she feels like, my kids are the best thing to ever happen to me. How could anybody abort a child? Everybody's story is different. Does that woman with 5 children have the right to tell another woman, hey, I'm going to vote against you so that you can't get an abortion? No, that, oh, abortion is murder. No, it's not. Do some research. You're killing a human being. No, you're not. They're not viable outside the womb.
Dre, I'm going to push back on you a little bit on that because you can't tell somebody what they should think. If they think that abortion is murder, then you have to let them have their opinion that abortion's murder.
Fair. Okay, fair enough. You have the right to think that abortion is murder. You don't have the right to take away the rights of another woman to choose. Because if I'm in Pennsylvania and a woman is getting an abortion in California, how does that affect my life? Why is it any concern of mine?
No, and you're right. And that's what I mean when I say that with these conversations, unless they're affecting you personally and hurting you personally, why should we care? It doesn't mean that we cannot have the conversation. Now, hold on before you go on, because Mr. Enigma said a long thing, so I want to read it. In general, people tend to learn and understand each other's thought process and or ideologies to understand the person without getting mad at them for the way they think. As we grow up, we learn from other people and we learn their thoughts and their ideologies, and we don't form our own until we get older. Once we learn to form our own thought process, ideologies, and understand other people's thoughts, process, ideologies, then we can have mature conversations and understand each other's. Okay. Dred says conversations can start debates, but they can only be had with an open mind. Jordy, I have to read what Son says. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not having an adult conversation about cupcakes with Shorty no more. So Shorty, and yes, Brina, the housewives are sometimes tough to watch. Let me just make sure I get through all the comments. Okay. Hey, Angie, welcome, welcome. Okay. Go ahead, Dre. Mr. A, welcome.
You remember once upon a time, like you said, when you worked with somebody, you might work with them for 10 years. You didn't know if they were a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, right? Do you think that if we went back to that, we would be better off? Like knowing, you know, like I tell you all the time, I work with Retrumplicans. I know I work with Retrumplicans because I hear what they say. I hear their conversation.
Okay. Dred, I'm going to say this. Okay. So, you know,
oh Lord, here we go.
I'm just going to say this. We're not on Friendly Differences. So in my show, if you want to refer to one or the other, don't be dismissive. Just say Trump or Biden or Hillary or whatever, but don't be dismissive of the other people on this show.
I'm not being dismissive. It's a nickname. They're Republican and they're Trump supporters. They're Republican.
All right.
So I'm not being dismissive and I'm not being funny. That's what I call them.
I have to say that because then when this show is there and people say, oh, Solid was on there. She wouldn't let me say this. I just want to say that I am fair. I'm fair too. I'm a all around fair, whatever. So anyway, go ahead.
I try to keep an open mind, even with them, even if I don't agree with their way of thinking, because I do try to understand that where I work, there are million-dollar homes. So they don't know about the inner city. They don't understand the workings of it. And when I hear them say things such as, oh, my tax dollars go to welfare and they should go get jobs. And I have to explain to them, not everybody on welfare is unemployed. Some people live below the poverty line, and that's not all our taxes go to. And it's almost as if they don't want to hear reason because they're so stuck in their way of thinking. Just like my coworker, he's angry because we don't get paid for Veterans Day. And he had the audacity to say to me, but we get paid for Juneteenth. I don't want you to take that the wrong way, though. I said, you just told a black person not to take it the wrong way that you're mad about getting paid. I said, and not for nothing, you get paid for Juneteenth. I say you celebrate St. Patty's Day because you're Irish. I don't get paid for it. I said, but you get to celebrate your heritage. I said that. I said July 4th is not my heritage. But I said, okay, why are you paid?
Okay, but again, this is where I come back and say that when we enter into conversations, no matter what the topic is, we have to be willing to hear what other people say. And so if he says, you know, he has the nerve to say that, you know, he's not getting paid for Juneteenth or Veterans Day.
No,
you know,
he said that it's a holiday. We all
okay,
get paid.
Okay. So I'm mad that it's a holiday. I'm mad that it's a holiday the way it was written. You know, but he has, again, he has his own opinion. That's what he thinks. You know, okay. So, you know, so I mean, and this is what I'm saying. It's like, people have said so many things to me, you know, you know, it's like I get to the point now where I just laugh at some things because it's just not, you know, when people make dread, when they make comments like that, sometimes, you know, the best thing to do is just shake your head and keep going, because people are going to think they want the way they think. People are going to, are going to, you know, you cannot change their opinion. You can, I mean, because for me, I can be as stubborn. You can try to change my mind over something. I'm not going to change my mind. Guess what? Stop talking to me. It's over. If I see that I am talking to you and it's going nowhere, the conversation's over. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you because it's silly. It's dumb. And to me, it's immature.
Fair enough.
You know, so I just think that, you know, people just need to, again, if they're not doing anything that's harming you or your family or your dog, you know, whatever, I'm like, you know what? Bless you. Go ahead. Go with God. Be think however you want, you know, but I have learned. I mean, I had someone on this show about a year ago, somehow or another, we got on the subject of IVF. And I said that my husband and I went through IVF. This person who comes on my show all the time said to me, I think that what you did was against God. I'm like, okay. Hey, crazy. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. If that's what he thinks, that's what he thinks. He is not someone who would go through IVF. But for me, if I didn't go through IVF, I wouldn't have my son. You know, so I didn't, you know.
Yeah, but people,
you know,
we have to get to a point where, okay, you can have your opinion, but then we go back to prior shows. You have to read the room. You don't get to just be offensive to people.
No, right. But if you, no, but I have to look at it like this. I don't believe in transgender. I have said it on Friendly Differences. I said it with a guest who was transgender. And I said it, and the reason why I said it was because I feel that you're telling God he made a mistake. And this person, you all can go back and watch the show. This person said, okay, that is fair. Do I think I was being offensive? No. They asked me what I thought, and I told them. If we're in a space where we're talking about certain things, and if we're talking about abortion, whatever, then in that case, everything we say is going to offend someone. Now, if you just come out and call somebody a racial slur, or you call them, you know, some other, you know, you just point blank, you know, if you're making fun of somebody with a disability, yeah, read the room, look to see, you know, how many people here are disabled, whatever. But if we're having a discussion and you express your disapproval, because you don't believe in IVF, okay, that's your choice. That is your option. Because I'm going to be someplace where someone's going to ask my opinion, or we're going to be talking about something and I disagree with you or I don't approve of something. Oh, okay. But if you are transgender, do I care? No. I don't care. I mean, honestly, I mean, it's like, I don't care what people do. As long as you are not hurting me or my family or my dogs, you know, I don't care what people do. But if you ask my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. Or if we're in a discussion, and as long as I'm not being disrespectful when I say what I have to say, what? Dread?
Okay.
Y'all, I feel like we're doing some friendly differences right now.
I am not that evolved yet. I feel what I do agree with you on is, yeah, if you're not hurting me or my family or, you know, my dogs, one of which is laying with me right now because we're supposed to be sleeping, but I can't. I don't care what you do. As long as you're not a pedophile, I don't care what you do. You're not a sex trafficker. I don't care. You know, and that's my biggest thing is that you can have your feelings, opinions, your stances, but when they become harmful, that's when we have an issue. And not just harmful to me, but harmful to society as well. Because as I said, I'm Black, I'm atheist, and I'm LGBT. So yeah, people get at me all the time. And they're like, oh, you're going to hell for being an atheist. Okay, that's your opinion. You don't
and as long as it stops there, as long as if you want to say you're going to hell, you know, because you're gay, you're going to hell because you're Black, you're going to hell because you know you're an atheist, whatever. You know, you're going to hell because you're white, blue, green, whatever. Oh, okay. As long as it stops there, but if you start trying to push me there physically or something, we have a problem. And that's why I said I don't care. Okay, if you don't agree with me, okay, that's fine. I am going to hell. Oh, okay.
Well, I make it funny. When somebody, oh, you going to hell? I'm like, listen, I was going way before this, to be fair. So
I mean, yeah. So let me read Crazy Lady says. Crazy Lady says, people need to accept others and respect that they have their own opinions and views, even if we don't agree. Brina says, I don't think God makes mistakes, but I also know as a Christian, I can't call myself with Bible scriptures against non-believers. Okay. You can't arm yourself. Okay. I am a big disclosure in myself. Crazy Lady also says, I am not politically or socially correct in many of my views. Okay. Queen Lydia, welcome. Again, this is where I say that we need the maturity in conversations are needed, because there are so many things that are going on in this world right now on this planet, you know, where we have to talk about them. I mean, we're about to go into, and again, I don't want to turn this into a whole political thing right here, but I'm trying to make a point. We're about to go into, we're in an election year. And people are going to be going to the polls. And there are so many things that is out there that people are talking about, you know, that you have to be able to talk about them. You know, when you go to these, when people have these town halls on TV and stuff, you know, you have to be able to ask the question in a mature way, and you have to be able to answer it. But one thing that I do believe, and this goes just not in politics, in anything. I don't care if you are asking for a cookie. If you ask the question, be prepared for the answer, because the answer may be something that you don't like. And if you are that type of person who asks questions and you don't like the answer, you need to stop asking the questions. You need to just go around just not asking questions at all. Because that's another thing that I see. I see people asking questions and they don't like the answer.
I agree.
So not only do you have to be mature enough in that conversation, you have to be mature in the question too.
But see, the problem is, like I said, people want to open doors and then get mad when people walk through them. The problem is, we're not going to hold hands walking through that door. We might be fighting, you know, but also we don't have to battle for position while walking through that door. You know, I can let you go. Hey, yeah, you go first. Hey, no, you go first. Okay. And that's where agreeing to disagree comes from. Like I said, I don't expect certain people to see my views about things, because everything comes into demographic. And this is one of the things that I really think that people should start reading about, is the cornerstones of critical thinking. Being able to debate without getting personal. Being able to set aside your biases, you know, and that is one of the hardest things that we as human beings can do, because we are passionate. You know, if you've seen somebody get beat by a police officer, black or white, you're going to feel a different way about police officers who abuse their power. If, you know, you've seen somebody abuse the welfare system, you're going to have a different view about the welfare system. If you've never been out of the very town that you live in, and all you're looking at is certain news channels, you're not going to have an opinion other than what's in front of you. So I do try to put myself in other people's shoes. Like, damn, this is all they know. And for some people, their high class living, that is all they know. They don't know what it's like to have to go to a food pantry. They don't know what it's like to have to go to welfare. They don't know about anything in regards to a struggle. So naturally, they think that people are getting handouts. And that's where I say, okay, you know what? I get it. You grew up with two parents. You grew up in a home where you didn't worry about where your next meal was coming from. So those bootstraps that you tell people to pull themselves up by, you've never had to. But on the same token, you can have your opinion without yelling at someone, go back to your country, or you're a freeloader, or whatever, what have you.
Okay. And on the flip side of that, you can also tell people who grew up with silver spoons in their mouths, you know, whatever, that, or they can tell, I mean, you don't know what their life is like. Don't assume that just because they have money that they have this, this, and this, and this. You know, because usually, to me, some of those people are worse off, than others, you know. But again, we all live life through a different lens. No, I don't care how, you know, and I mean, seriously, and I say that all the time. We live life through a different lens. What I see and how I live my life and what I experience every day or whatever, you may not experience. Me, I experience, I kid you guys not, 7 days a week, at least 5 of those days, I'm experiencing some type of racism. I am.
Really?
You know, yes, I am. Because of where I live, and I live in a very conservative area, you know, and it's funny because when people literally yell at me, I'm in the wrong neighborhood, I'm like, I was one of the first people in this neighborhood. I was living with the cows, okay, before they start building up everything. I was here first, but it's, you know, a lot of times it's that subtlety. It's that subtle racism, you know, that you may not see, but I see it. And some people may say, oh, Sally, you're too sensitive. No, I'm not, because I know what it is. I know what it's like to have 5 police officers to bust down your front door when you're 6, and start wailing on your father because they want to know what an N is doing living in this neighborhood. You know, and my sister and I are crying and yelling, and my mother's running out the bedroom, and a police officer calls my mother a black B and call us the pickaninnies. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have to be, you know, can't come, your high school is letting out, but you have a whole bunch of Klan members surrounding your school saying that if any of the N's come out, they're going to shoot us dead, and having to spend the night in our school. I know what it's like when I was heartbroken when my son in third grade was called the N-word by another third grader. And the look on his face, I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was coming. I just didn't know it was going to come so soon. I thought he had just a couple more years before that happened. You know, so we all live life through a different lens. There are things that have happened to other people that I could not even imagine happening to me. But there are things that have happened to me that have not happened to other people. I mean, you know, I used to work in entertainment, and I have seen the struggling people, and I have been in the multi-million dollar homes of some very famous people, and they all have problems. They all have problems. And the thing about it is most of the problems are the same. But when it comes down to having a discussion and talking about certain problems, nobody wants to talk. Oh, I don't talk about race. Oh, I don't talk about politics. I don't talk about religion. Why? You know, that's what's going on in this world. We all have our heads buried in the sand. Like if we don't talk about it, it's going to go away. No, the problem is it's still there. You don't open up that electric bill. You think the bill is going to go away? No, because next month, if you still don't open up, you may have a bill that says you're being disconnected. And there are people that are like that. If I don't pay attention to, if I don't open it, if I don't, you know, if I don't look at it, it will go away. It won't. Mature conversations are needed. They are necessary. Do I want to force them down people's throat? Absolutely not. But if you want to talk to me about it, I can be one of the mature ones. Mr. Nyigwe says, if a person is not willing to accept what is truth and real and accepts lies and falsehoods, instead of they are truly a blind and deaf person in this world, and all one could do is wish them well and walk away and not be the aggressor. And Mr. Nyigwe, that's what I said. I have said that. If you want to accept certain things, if people want to storm off and get upset over what some people say, oh, okay, that's fine. That's your right. That is your business. And I say, bless you. And whether they accept lies or the truth or whatever, it's their way of thinking. As long as you are not hurting anyone, as long as you are not being disrespectful to anyone, you can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. I don't care. So, and if you're that person, I have to say this. I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to put it out there, but I have to say it. If you're that person, if you're that if you're that person who can clear a room when you walk in,
oh Lord,
shame on the people that leave. Shame on the people that leave. Stand your damn ground. So, on that note,
what do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean clear a room? I need to know that.
Dredd,
Lord.
Oh, hey, Shorty.
Hey, what's up, Dredd? Solid here.
Oh, okay. What's up, now, Shorty?
Okay, now son's talking about collard green juice. Okay, Shorty, you want to add something to my soliloquy or anything?
You was hitting on all the points, Solid. I don't got nothing to say. You was hitting it all. You know what I mean? You was hitting it all on point.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm just, I mean, that's just how I feel y'all. Again, this is just my own personal opinion. Power Girl, did I say welcome to you? If I didn't, I apologize, but welcome. now crazy. So I am all about the conversations. Again, I say, if you were here with me from the beginning, and I'm just looking at who is in this room, and Juju was with me from the very beginning. It was just me and her. She was the only one listening to me. Show after show after show after show, Juju would come and she would listen, and I would be on whatever. And I am going to go there, y'all. I am going to talk about those topics that people don't want to talk about. And one reason why I do that is to, so people can have a voice, so people can have their opinion. Whether you want to spout facts, fiction, whatever, if you want to say it and you're not, and you're not hurting anyone else, then say it. I enjoy shows like that. There are two particular shows on this platform that I don't go on anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. Not because I don't like the people. I don't have an opinion of them. But in their shows, they had topics. They were very interesting, intricate topics. And I love those topics. The only reason why I could not stay on the shows anymore, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow, is the fact that on one particular show that comes on in the afternoon, every other word coming out of this person's mouth is MF. MF this, MF this, and they would scream it. And it's like, I can't. I just can't. And then the night show that I would go on that came on once a week, liked the topics, everything, could get into the topics, but every other word out of this person's mouth was MF this, MF this, MF this. I just couldn't. So it's not that I did not like the show. It's just that I just couldn't deal with, can y'all talk without saying that every other thing? Because, but that's me. So again, that's their show. So am I going to go around and am I going to dog them out? No, I just chose to step back and I just don't go on their show. And that's it. And every so often, one of the people will pop in my show every so often. Welcome, whatever. But again, we have choices. We have choices. And we don't have to dog people and diss people, whatever. Just don't go in that space anymore. It's not a big deal.
That part.
But people don't, but people feel that, oh my God, and she did this, and can you believe that this, and I'm not doing that. I just say, this isn't for me, and I step back.
Solid. I'm a huge, I use TikTok a lot. And one of the things that I had to learn not to do was get on panels on TikTok Live, because
a lot of people, they really, they're not looking for dialogue. They're looking for argument. Like, and they don't want to hear, they don't want to agree to disagree. Like, you know, there's a guy up there. I refuse to get on his panel. He says that atheism is child abuse. And he spouts off the most nonsensical things. And I said, you know what? Let me just keep scrolling. Because I went into a space where they said, hey, anybody who disagrees, come on up. And they were talking about the Second Amendment right and transgender people. And I said, okay, first of all, I'm pro-2A. Second of all, the transgender people, nobody is coming for your kids. Nobody cares about your kids. You guys are spreading a hateful rhetoric. And when I tell you, it was like a dog pile. And then I got banned from this live. And I said, oh, well. But it was a lesson learned. Do not go into spaces. And that's the thing. It's not that we can't go into spaces where we disagree with people. You just can't go into this to spaces where people are ignorant. Because that's when you're going to get your blood pressure up. You're going to want to start dropping the F-bomb. Because I love the F-bomb. Don't threaten me with a good time. You know, you disrespect. I'm going to give you as much respect as you give me, even if I don't agree with you. But if you could try to take it too far, I'm going to go to the moon. You can go low. I'm going to hell. And we shouldn't have to be that way. But unfortunately, some of the most mature conversations are also the most uncomfortable ones.
Yes.
Because we expose our own biases. We expose our own hypocrisies. We expose the other person's. And you know, people don't like to turn them. The worst thing we could do is look in the mirror. And a lot of people, they have their opinions, but 9 times out of 10, they're a prisoner to them. You're not gonna dissuade somebody's opinion. Like you said, you don't feel like God made a mistake with transgender people. Okay, I can say, well, God made a mistake with kids that are born with cerebral palsy. So explain that.
No, I didn't say that God made a mistake with transgender.
I'm sorry, God didn't make any mistakes. Right.
I said, if you do transgender, to me, you're telling God that he made a mistake. And I don't think God makes mistakes. So,
but God does, and see, I would disagree and say, well, God does make mistakes, because how do you explain children who die of cancer, children who are born with cerebral palsy and they're stuck in a wheelchair?
But I also I can't explain that, because I also believe that we are all put here for a reason. We are all put here for a reason. You were, you know, born with, okay, put it like this, people who were born with cerebral palsy and childhood cancers or whatever, you know, if it weren't for those children, then people who go to these hospitals, you know, like St. Jude and whatever, would not be built to have scientists and doctors go in there to try to find cures. I believe that there's a reason for everything. I believe that, you know, when children are born and they don't make it, there's a reason. Or if you live to be, you know, 110, there is a reason for it. I think there's a reason for everything. We may not understand it, but I believe that there is.
Fair enough. And we will agree to disagree, because don't think that children should have to suffer for there to be a reason. If that's the case, and that's my thing, you know, I can agree to disagree. See, my upbringing, both in a Islamic and Christian home, led me to where I am right now. I, like you said, everybody is seeing things through a different lens. Nobody's, you know, look at me and you, we both wear glasses, but my prescription is not the same as yours. You put my glasses on, you might hurt yourself, because my prescription is strong. But, you know, there it is. You know, I can't wear your glasses. I know that you need them. You know that I need mine. And we're both seeing this world through these prescription lenses, and it's okay to see it through the different lenses. But I also, you know, again, certain things you've experienced that I haven't experienced. I've never experienced the KKK, you know, hanging outside my school and I had to sleep there. But I did experience what your son experienced. I went to a birthday party and that's how I learned about the Confederate flag. Because, hey, my friend and her mother wasn't racist, but they were living with the granddad who was very racist and looked at me and my mom and told his daughter, get those N-words out of my house. They're not welcome here. So at 11 and age 9, I experienced racism. But still, our views are still, you know, a little bit different, but agreeing to disagree. It's a beautiful thing. Nico, could you please? Thank you so much. Appreciate your life.
You know, but and again, people have a hard time with the agreeing to disagree. You know, I mean, I truly don't understand what is so hard about that. You know, whether or not you, like a particular topic, or you know, even if you, it truly just doesn't matter. Because for me, at the end of the day, I truly don't care what you think. I mean, when I say that, I'm talking about, if we're going to keep going, and you all have heard me say this before, and I have said this to people who have been going back and forth with me, I'm like, I have to get off the merry-go-round. I have to get off because I'm getting dizzy. We're not going to agree. You know, and you're so trying to push your beliefs down my throat. It's like, I don't care. You know what I want to do? Okay, go ahead. And just like the person who told me that, you know, that IVF, you know, was against God and stuff like that. Okay, all right, that's fine. I did not get mad. You know, I was kind of surprised that he said it. You know, but. Did I get it? Nope. If that's what he thinks, that is what he thinks.
Now, Sally, have you always been this way? Or did this come later on in your life? Because I noticed, and this is not an age jab, I swear it isn't. I noticed that the older you get, the more you're like, yo, I don't care.
I have always been this way, because again, growing up, I had a mother and a father. I had a mother who was very much involved in Operation Breadbasket, and she used very involved with the Panthers and, you know, what have you. And, you know, I saw things, you know, whatever, and she would always say, don't ever, if someone says something to you, stand your ground. You know, don't let people push you around, no matter who they are. You know, and my sister and I, we've always, you know, always, you know, because I mean, I can remember getting into an argument with a girl who lives across the street from me, and she kept saying, well, if you don't do this, it was either her way or no way. And I couldn't play with her anymore. I was like, I don't care. I took my butt back across the street. And I'm playing with the twins next door. I didn't care. I mean, what? Do you think you're my only friend? And even if you were, so what? I can make other friends.
Wow.
You know, and I think that we just get so involved. You know, when people tell me, oh, you know, you get so emotional, you want to do opinions instead of facts and all this other stuff. No, I'm going to think the way I want to think. I am going to think the way I want to think. As long as I'm not hurting you, what do you care? What do you care? I had someone tell me, we went someplace, and they said, you know, you're the only one here with a mask on. And I said, so? And they looked at me like, well, aren't you going to, am I supposed to take it off because I'm the only one here? No, I don't care. And they wanted to argue with me because I was the only one wearing a mask. Yes, y'all, I still walk out with a mask on. If y'all want, I don't care what other people think. I don't care.
Okay, but see, oh, okay. Back to what we said.
And that is right. And this is what I'm saying. So it's like, why is my mask bothering you? What? Does it bother you?
You wearing a mask does what exactly to someone else? You want to wear a mask. We had a global pandemic. But again, we had people, we had restaurants that felt like, oh, if you wear a mask in here, you have to leave. Okay, this ain't the only place I could get mozzarella sticks later.
Hello? I mean, this is what I'm saying. I mean, people laugh at me because, oh, you know, there are some places that I go that I put on gloves. I was doing that before COVID. Because people are nasty. There's some nasty people walking around. They do nasty things.
I work
things.
On mass transit solids. You know I wear gloves.
You know, so I mean, I'm just saying this is where it comes down to the maturity of the conversation. What am I hurting? Who am I hurting if I wear a mask? If I, you know, whatever. You know, now if I was smoking and I'm smoking in your house, you're hurting me. You're hurting my health. You know, like we were talking about the other day, you know, whatever. I mean, there are certain things that people do that can hurt you either directly or indirectly. But, you know, seriously, I mean, when I was surprised that this person said, you know, you're the only one that's just wearing a mask. And I just said, so, and they got upset because I said, so. So you're still, yes, I'm still going to wear my mask.
Okay, but
care.
If he was minding his business, his feelings wouldn't have been hurt. I mean, that's a thing too.
I mean, and it is. I have been in places where, and I kid you guys not, there could have been at least 50, 60 people and they can say, you know, raise your hand if everybody wants to do this, you know, and I'm the only one raising my hand or I'm the only one not. And you have people who will look around and they'll see, you know, well, that person, well, let me raise my hand because that person, I don't care if I'm the only one. I don't care because I am going to be me. I'm going to do me. I am going to be me. And you do you and you do you just as long as we're not bothering each other or hurting each other, then bless you. And that's what, again, I say with the mature, you know, be able to have a dialogue with someone and disagree or even agree. And that's fine. That's fine. Whether it's fact, fiction, rooted in fact, fiction, whatever. If what they're saying does not hurt you, what do you care?
Feelings are involved, Solid. Nobody wants their feelings hurt, okay? And I'm going to buy you a t-shirt. I'm going to find a t-shirt that says, I don't care. And I know I can find one. I know I can find one. Boy. And I'm going to find it. And that's going to be your national. And I don't care. You don't care? No. Why not? Because I don't. Because you are who you are. And that's pretty much, to sum it up, who Solid Blue Sister is. You are who you are. I am who I am. I think what I think. You think what you think. I don't care. Don't hurt me, my family, or my dogs. And I don't care.
And then Brina says to Crazy, I don't think you're rude. You're no nonsense. And I appreciate that. Yes. I mean, she is. Crazy, you are. You are no nonsense. You know, you know, and then Dredd says the Crazy, you know, people can't stand the fact that they get under my skin. You know, and that's another thing. Some people get upset that you don't get upset. Some people really get upset that you're not getting upset. You know, it's like, why? Why am I going to get upset over, and it's usually over something silly. It usually is.
He who makes you angry controls you. And that's really what it's about. If you look at things such as social media is a killer of mature conversations and agreeing to disagree. Because let's be honest. Yes, we have people who say the most wicked things, but where do they say them? They say it behind these phones and behind these computer screens. And
I mean, by all means, if that's what you think, that's what you think. But the problem is, everybody wants to know that they got a rise out of you, even on social media. So what do? They say the things that are going to piss you off the most so that you'll make a post and make it public. You'll make a video. You'll make a response. People love the response because they love the attention. So when you see two people who say, hey, you know what? Let's agree to disagree. That's boring now to people. People love drama. They love drama. They love arguing. They love fighting. And that's why we can't have mature conversations, because people can't say, hey, you know what? I'm a vegan. I don't eat pork. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. But if you eat it, hey, enjoy your cheeseburger. We actually live in a time, Solid, this is true. I swear this is true. A mother wrote a letter to her 30-year-old son's boss saying that my son is a vegan and you made him uncomfortable because you ate a cheeseburger in front of him. Are you kidding me right now? How did someone eat a cheeseburger?
Are you kidding me that a 30-year-old had to have a letter written by their mother? But at the same time, it's like, if you're eating a cheese, if I'm eating a cheeseburger in front of you, then you know what? I have an option: either sit there while you eat the cheeseburger, or get up and move to another spot.
Right, but she says, "Oh, my son is—he's high functioning autistic." Okay, I have no issue with that. But you're telling me your high functioning autistic son doesn't have the wherewithal to just get up and leave? Like, okay. He's eating a cheeseburger. I don't like that. I'm going to move. But you have people like that are angry. Oh my, how can you eat meat? And you're disgusting. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here eating some shrimp. But it's a living creature. Not anymore, it ain't. Now get out of my face. You want to eat a salad? Go eat a salad. How is me eating shrimp bothering you?
Because they want some.
Unless you're allergic.
They want some. That's why.
But you know what? Let's talk about and Shorty has a point, but let's talk about the allergy thing. Okay. So before my son was homeschooled, from first grade through third grade, he would not eat anything for lunch unless it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I would try to fool him and put something else in his lunch, and you know, it would come back and he hadn't eaten anything except for maybe the chips or something I had in there or whatever. But all he would eat was peanut butter and jelly. Well, this other child transferred to the school, and the child was allergic to peanut butter. So a note went out to all of the parents saying, please do not pack anything in your child's lunch that has peanut butter. And I was like, well, hold on, because if I don't put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my child's lunch, he's not going to eat. And they wanted, you know, my son to move to a table by himself and eat his sandwich. And there were a couple other kids who had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they were all supposed to go and sit at this table. So my thing is, well, if your child's the one with the allergy, shouldn't your child be the one sitting by themselves, you know, alone with his peanut, you know? So it got to the point where me, I'm like, y'all seriously want to go through this? Because we're going to be in front of a judge pretty soon. You know, this child needs to go sit by themselves. Ended up where the mother, she was a stay-at-home mom. And every day she came, and the child was only in the school he transferred in like in November. Then they ended up leaving at the end of the year. But every day she would come up with his lunch, sit with him. And some other little kids who would come over who didn't have, you know, any peanut butter, and they would sit together, and then she would leave. But to tell a whole group of people that you can't, what? No. You know, so again, I'm like, these are the spaces I'm talking about. Know when you need to get up and leave. Know when, you know, if this doesn't fit, then don't go into that space. So let's see. Brenda says, my son's school had a no peanut table. Kind of felt bad for those kids. But at least they were sitting together. I mean, at least there were other kids that were sitting together. You just don't go tell somebody else's kid, well, you gotta go sit over there. Peanut allergy. I have no clue why so many kids have peanut allergies.
Yeah, it seems like everybody has allergies.
Monetized, so people just want to say outlandish stuff on purpose. So, yeah, y'all. So, anyway, that is the show today. But again, I am just somebody who, again, y'all come into my show, y'all know my topics. I am always going to push the envelope. If you choose to join in, you're welcome to. Just do it in a respectful way, not just to me and people on the panel, but to people in the chat too. And I will do the same. My show is not for everybody. Everybody's show is not for me. I'm fine with that. But we should be able to be mature enough to deal with things in a mature way. Because after all, we are supposed to be adults here. We're all supposed to be grown folk, okay? So I don't have a kiddie section on my show. There's no kiddie table unless you exit stage left and leave. So with that note, Shorty, you have any last words of wisdom you'd like to leave?
Y'all just have a good and blissful day. You know what I mean? That's all that is.
Drea, do you have any last words of wisdom?
Yep. Everybody untighten your butt and stop letting people get under your skin. It ain't that deep.
Well, y'all, that's it. So I am going to leave you guys with the Spice Girls today. Wannabe, tell you what I really want. That's what I'm leaving with y'all today. So here we go.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy B. You go and gum for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine, it's all around. Slam your body down and whine, it's all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be
Well, that's it, y'all. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about cussing. Cussing, cursing, however you say it. We're going to talk about it. Oh, Lord. So, anyway, guys, enjoy your day or evening wherever you are. And Shorty and Dredd, thank you for coming up on the panel. And I hope to see you guys tomorrow. Wait, what does Sun say? If you want to be my burger, you have extra cheese. Make it no onions and extra pickles, please. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, y'all. I never said that I knew how to sing. So anyway, y'all, enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye.